My name is Christine Smith, and my piece is My America. My America started with a Black and Indian mother, adopted by Norwegians who had a child with a Jew and married an Irish man. My America was a place where what you see is not what you get. My family had money. They had jobs and cars and Christmas presents and school clothes. No one talked about the lights being turned off or not having enough food to eat. They also didn't talk about abuse, physical, sexual, or emotional. They didn't talk about grandma being scared of grandpa, or cousins with eating disorders or dying from alcoholism. In my country, I was told it was better to be white. Cinderella was white. Barbie was white. The mayor and the governor were white. Even Jesus is white. In my America, I learned it's more important to know how people view me rather than how I view myself. Being mixed, I could pass for anything and nothing at the same time. Being mixed, I learned how white people saw Black people, how Black people saw white, and how neither of them really saw Indians. You can be part white, but you're not white, and don't act too white. And you're certainly not a Jew, because your mother's not Jewish. You can be part Black, but you're not all Black, so don't act too Black. And let's not even talk about Indian. In most situations, they don't even exist anymore. Since I don't have enough of the right blood to be enrolled, I can't be a member of my mother's tribe. In my America, I can be treated like a foreigner, even though I'm a descendant of the first people of this nation. In my America, I had to pay for college classes to learn about my history, even though my ancestors built this country and supplied all of the land and resources for free. I have learned that those who have attempted to liberate us through religion, boarding schools, and adoption, calling us savage and uncivilized, are the real thugs, pimps, and gangsters. Generations of genocide, rape, and murders, secrets in our families, secrets in our nations. But now there's a shift that's coming like a hurricane, just as the ocean does when it's filled with too much debris. Now in my America, the warriors and the healers are coming forward and being born every day. They are walking among us now, having been prepared for centuries. From the White House to Wakanda, our beauty and power is being reflected, and no one can deny it, no matter how uncomfortable or offended they get.